From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Trump administration officials are denying that pardons have been put on the table for former advisors to the president who've been ensnared in the investigation into the 2016 U.S. presidential election and Russian meddling in it. Details from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Reporters on Wednesday questioned White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders after the New York Times reported that a lawyer for President Trump may have offered pardons to influence the decisions of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and former campaign chairman Paul Manafort about whether to plead guilty and cooperate with the special counsel. Huckabee Sanders replied that the White House lawyer Ty Cobb has stated it is only the press raising the question of pardons.
He's got a statement on the record saying that there's no discussion and there's no consideration of those at this time at the White House.
The press secretary added she has had no conversations with Trump about pardons. Flynn has admitted lying to the FBI about contacts with Russia. He is cooperating with prosecutors. Manafort, facing charges including fraud and money laundering, maintains his innocence. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Prosecutors investigating Russian meddling in the presidential election say they have now directly linked a former Russian intelligence officer to a one-time top political aide to Donald Trump during his successful run for the White House. In a court filing late Tuesday, special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation appeared to draw the closest connection yet between Trump's campaign and Russia. It said Trump's deputy campaign manager Rick Gates was directly communicating with an operative from the Russian intelligence service. This is VOA News. President Trump has fired another cabinet member. He reshuffled his cabinet with the ouster of the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin. The now former Veterans Affairs Secretary will be replaced by Admiral Ronnie Jackson, Trump's current presidential physician. The lawyer for adult film actress Stormy Daniels is asking a federal court to require President Trump to give a sworn deposition about the alleged 2006 one-night affair she claims to have had with the future U.S. leader. The search for bodies has ended after a shopping mall fire that killed 64 people in a town in Siberia. But some people who live in the town refuse to believe the official death toll. This is Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott.
Grief is turning to anger over why the fire happened. With thousands demonstrating on Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin flew to Kemerovo to meet with those affected, vowing action and harsh punishment for those responsible. Investigators say fire exits had been blocked and fire alarms weren't working. They suspect a cover-up and that hundreds were killed in the blaze, something Putin has flatly denied. This sentiment reflected in the vigils, with one placard reading, "How many victims are there really?"
A Kenyan opposition leader remains detained at Nairobi's airport. Correspondent Rael Ombua has more from Nairobi.
Miguna's lawyer Nelson Harvey said Miguna's detention at the Nairobi airport is illegal and a violation of his rights. Miguna was first arrested in January. His arrest was linked to his involvement with the so-called swearing-in of Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga as the people's president. Authorities deported Miguna to Canada, where he is a citizen. He tried to return to Kenya on Monday. His lawyer and the government disagree what happened next. Officials say Miguna refused to enter Kenya on a Canadian passport and refused to take up an offer of a six-month visa, insisting he was not a foreigner. Harvey told VOA he's asking the courts to order Miguna's immediate release and readmit him to the country. The attorney said the government is acting in contempt of court orders and setting a dangerous precedent. Rael Ombor, VOA News, Nairobi.
Facebook is revamping its privacy controls to make them easier to find as it faces intense backlash after a British consulting company called Cambridge Analytica that has ties to President Trump improperly harvested data from more than 50 million unsuspecting Facebook users. The social media giant also gathered information from users of Android devices. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.